You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Earlier this week, we released a bonus episode around the new Hyatt promotion offering up to triple points this fall that was just announced. And now we've got another bonus for you guys. We'll return to a more standard format next week, but last week's travels presented an interesting opportunity for me. I was invited by American Airlines to take part in the retirement of the MD-80, a plane that really helped put American Airlines on the map and a plane that I spent a lot of time on over the years. I was able to sit down with Kurt Stachy, a senior VP who's been with American Airlines a lot longer than I've been flying them. We conducted an interview in an airline hangar in Roswell, New Mexico, at the boneyard of old airplanes. Between the plane's landing, the fireworks, and the party, there was a lot of background noise. We did our best to minimize it for you guys, but just wanted to give you a heads up. I think the interview is definitely worth the background noise. I'll be back after the interview with Kurt to share a few more thoughts on American Airlines.
All right, so you're going to hear some background noise in today's segment. We are in Roswell. We're not in Area 51, I promise. We tried to get a flyover, but we're here for the retirement of the MD-80, an aircraft that is near and dear to my heart that I flew on almost 300 times with American Airlines over the years, 260-something. And so I was lucky enough for AA to bring me along on this. And we were also lucky enough, even with the background noise, there's music going on, there's fireworks, but I've got Kurt Stachy with me. He's a senior vice president of marketing, loyalty, and sales. You've been with AA for
25 years.
Wow, that's a lot longer than I've been flying. That's as long as my dad flew AA way back in the day.
Lots of MD-80 flights.
Lots. I'm sure you. Yeah, you probably have more than I do.
I don't know. 260-something is a lot of flights ahead.
Yeah, well, it was, as you know, the MD-80 was the workhorse of the fleet for so many years, and we're celebrating its end as part of the American fleet. And it's interesting because I sort of came into this as the aviation romantic of, you know, wow, you know, spent a lot of time on this airplane, and it's exciting. And I've heard some folks who say, you know, well, you know, it's just an old plane. Why celebrate this retirement? And so why is AA making such a big deal about it today?
Well, this is a big deal for American Airlines and importantly for our team members and to a certain degree our customers. The feedback we've received is amazing. I mean, if you think about the MD-80, it is what put American on the map. You know, prior to 1983, before the MD-80, you know, American was a good regional carrier, but, you know, Bob Crandall had the foresight to get a big order of MD-80s that grew our fleet to eventually be over 360 of these aircraft, and it really put American on the map and, you know, put us to where we are today as the world's largest carrier. So there's that importance, that history that's really important. But really, this is about celebrating memories because, yes, the airplane is 35 plus years old, and we've got great new aircraft, you know, and we've got the youngest fleet in the U.S. today.
You sure do.
And so we're really excited about where we're going, but we want to pause for a minute and celebrate the great memories that this aircraft has created for our team members and for our customers. It's been special. I mean, it's been in the family for many, many years.
Yeah, and as we heard when we took off from Dallas-Fort Worth today, where the gate area was packed with retirees and current employees and executives, at one point the MD-80 was 49% of the total fleet.
That's right.
Which is pretty awesome to think about.
Yeah.
That over half of the planes, with everything American had flying, that just about half of them were MD-80s back in the day.
That's right. That's why you have 260 flights of your own on it.
Yeah, it was the option.
And it's a comfortable airplane, too.
There are a lot of things that were comfortable about it, and I think that's what I enjoyed, not just because of those legacy crews, but yeah, I mean, that 2-3 configuration was very comfortable, plenty of leg room. It harkens back to a time when flying was just a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's a special airplane.
So I've heard some stories about how much demand there was to be on the last flight, and you know, on our side of the industry here, a lot of it's rumor. You know, can you tell us any of the backstory about how much excitement there was for employees and retirees around these last flights?
Yes, there was a lot. And, you know, we were thinking about how were we going to send off this great aircraft. And we quickly realized we had to do something special, because when we announced that we were going to have a special day where we were going to retire the remaining 24 in the fleet, we had over 4,000 team members apply to get on one of the two flights, one that you were on.
Yeah, and you're talking about 140 seats per plane.
Right. And so this was unfortunately only a select few, but we had our team members wrote in special stories, and you should take a look at some of these stories, and you heard one this afternoon. They're very special. So ultimately, we had to randomly pick, 150 or so team members to be with us today. But, we're celebrating across the system with celebrations at various airports, and everyone's going to get, this is really cool, we're going to give every team member as a luggage tag, an original, authentic MDA piece of metal that becomes a luggage tag.
Oh,
so 100,000+ team members are going to get a little memento of this phenomenal airplane.
And as a side note, I'm going to begin immediately stalking team members to see how I get one of those luggage tags.
We sent a few to our concierge team members last year.
Yeah.
Familiar with that. And it was overwhelmingly positive response, because it's unique. You can't buy it, right?
No.
And it's very special.
Yeah, that is pretty special. And the stories that we heard up on stage were really special. I think that was a great part of understanding, what this means to AA's culture over the years. As we look towards the future, a lot has been said about the 737 MAX. We taxied past a row of them here in Roswell that I know I'm just as eager to get in the air as you guys are. Why not think about keeping some MD-80s around a little bit longer to help with the growth that those 737 MAXs were supposed to represent?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ed. Since the MAX grounding, which was back in March, we've been thinking long and hard, how do we continue to grow our airline with the absence of 24, soon to be 34, that should have been in by the end of the year? And, that's a big hole in our schedule. It was really hard to know how long the MAX was going to be out. So that was one variable. But probably most importantly is, the timing of the retirement of these particular 24 aircraft are driven by the fact that they are reaching sort of their life cycle before you have to do major overhaul, a D check, and engine checks. And those are really expensive. And frankly, more importantly, we don't even have the resources to go do it today. And so by the time we realized we needed more aircraft, this was no longer an option. But we're still, very confident that the MAX will be back soon, and we'll be able to fly the schedule as intended.
Yeah, the news coming out does sound promising. It's still up in the air. And as a side note, I don't want to forget this little tidbit. I think it was great that when I saw where some of the MD-80s were coming in from to Roswell today, the first one that landed after we landed was coming from St. Louis, which, is a little bit of a hard getting back to that TWA hub, which is where my father got his first 1,000,000 miles flying TWA through St. Louis all those years ago. So
those are the memories.
What else do we see coming down the pike here? As the MD-80 leaves the fleet, let's talk about what American is bringing to their customers, both now and in the future.
Yeah. So with the retirement of D-80s and the retirement of many aircraft type, we've been on the most ambitious fleet renewal plan of any airline in history.
It's been amazing how many planes you guys
fly a lot. So you've seen in the last 6 years, we've replaced 400 some aircraft. And I say replacement, right? So we're taking the old airplanes out, bringing the new ones in. So we're really excited about that. We have some older aircraft that we need to refurbish, and that work is underway. Mm-hmm. And so we want to provide a consistent experience for all of our customers. But what I can tell you is where we sit today, we're really excited about our product. We have satellite Wi-Fi installed in all of our narrow bodies. It's second to none. It's a phenomenal product. I'm sure you've used it a lot.
Oh, it's such a huge improvement. I mean, I can remember cutting my teeth on the first rounds of GoGo on some of those MD-80s, and it was great to have that available back when you just with no connectivity, to move to satellite Wi-Fi where, I'm not watching movies per se, but I can upload photos, I can write blog posts, email, all that stuff is just super easy.
Yeah, we think about it, we used to price GoGo to a level so that we would constrict users on the system because it couldn't handle it, didn't have bandwidth.
Yeah.
Satellite Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
150 plus people on the airplane, no problem.
World of difference as a business traveler.
We're getting great feedback on that. With that, we were allowed and able to bring live television on, and so we launched that early this year. We
got
12 channels on that, so customers want to watch a ball game or see some live TV, they can do that. And then, you know, again, harkening to the technology of this, we can, you know, do partnerships like we did with Apple Music. And one of the things that the team is doing is looking forward to more partnerships like that. So you'll see our in-flight entertainment continue to evolve. So that's really across the board. For our high-value customers, we've made massive investments, as you know, in our business class products, on our wide-body fleet. We've invested in our lounges. The flagship lounge is truly unique.
The flagship lounges are incredible. They really are great. And I still, bar none, I still say the one of the best meals I've ever had in the lounge is still that cheeseburger at the JFK
flagship burger.
Yeah,
I agree with you. It's my favorite item on the menu.
Yeah, it really is. It's good in Miami, but for some reason at JFK, it's just.
Oh yeah,
outstanding.
You notice a slight difference.
The JFK one is still tops in my book.
All right, yeah, I'll have to do some in person myself.
And when you talk about that growth, it's interesting to say. I think about it back in my own time of, you know, when Wi-Fi first became a thing on airplanes, and I can remember texting my best friend during I think it was the NCAA finals for score updates for my team. The Duke Blue Devils were in the finals. I'm getting to hear the updates, and now I can watch it on a plane. And you know, we knew that. That stuff was coming, but to see that sort of evolution is just incredible.
Yeah, and that's why we dedicate a lot of resources to get it done in a year's time. Really important.
All right, well, last question. Let's have a little bit of fun before we leave Roswell with the booming music, the background, all that stuff. When you look across the entire map of American Airlines, if you've got one place that you're going to pick, what's your favorite place to go visit when you can hop on an American Airlines flight on a day off?
That's the hardest question you're asking me. You know, it's like almost asking who's your favorite child. There is really no such thing. But here's my favorite spot, and I'll tell you why. It's Tegucigalpa, Honduras. It's the capital of Honduras, and there's a couple reasons for it. One, I grew up there,
okay.
So it's home. Two, it has one of the most challenging airports that we serve. So this is an airport that sits at about 3,500 feet, so it's high altitude. It's 4,000 feet or 5,000 feet in length. So
yeah, runway, short runway.
Surrounded by high terrain. So when you think about the challenge our pilots have flying in there,
yeah,
it's a thrill. And if you're an av geek like me, and yeah, you are,
I am,
it is a thrill second to none. You know, there's only a few airports out there in the world. Kai Tak, the old Hong Kong airport.
Yes.
Right?
The sharp turn.
The sharp turn. There's a few like that are left. Tegucigalpa is one of them. So it's just a fun place to visit and a thrill to land.
So with that being your favorite airport, I guess I don't need to ask if you're an aisle or a window guy. I assume you want to be looking out the window when you're coming in.
It's funny. It depends. Usually a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kurt, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for inviting me out to be a part of the MD-80 send-off. Maybe 20 years from now, we'll be sending off another aircraft into AA's history.
Oh, we will. And thank you for coming. Really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning into this special segment of the Miles to Go podcast. We will be right back.
Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. I wanted to share a bit of my history with both American Airlines and the MD-80. It was a bit of a surreal day for me to see the MD-80 retired. American conducted a raffle for first class seats on his last flight, and I happened to be lucky enough to win one. You know, that was an interesting ending for a plane that introduced me to what it really meant to be a business traveler. My father was a business traveler. Back in the day, he logged countless miles on many airlines that I'd never heard of. TWA was his main carrier in the 90s, and that eventually gave way to American Airlines when they were acquired by AA. Following in my father's footsteps, I flew American Airlines when I could. They were who I chose. I was able to use his frequent flyer miles from time to time, taking me to places I never really thought possible. And I never really thought that I'd sit in first class on any airplane. I started traveling for work on a regular basis back in 2005, and it was dribs and drabs for a couple of years, and then the floodgates really opened in 2008. Most folks probably won't remember, that's when American Airlines grounded their entire fleet of MD-80s to comply with an FAA order. It caused widespread disruption. You know, back then it was definitely an interesting time. Little did I know at the time that I'd board an MD-80 on American Airlines headed somewhere almost 300 times. That first class seat I sat in last week, I only dreamed of it in the beginning. Then I discovered the world of elite status. And, you know, it was at a time when it was still incredibly valuable to be loyal to one airline. So for me, the MD-80 retirement isn't really about an airplane. It's about an era of flying that has passed. No, this isn't me lamenting the passing of the golden age of flying. Travel will always, always be golden for me. But American Airlines was a bit of a different airline back then. They all were. American Airlines especially went out of their way to make sure that I had the one thing that was most important to me, and that was time with my family. A typical call to the executive platinum desk to ask about getting home early to help take care of a kiddo that was homesick from school wasn't met with an employee reading from a set of rules. It was met by a human who really wanted to help. They almost always did, finding a way to get me home. More than the first class seats or those incredible cookies that they used to bake on board, the MD-80 for me will always signify a period of time when I felt like an airline had my back. A lot has changed over that decade. Airlines are healthier, planes are more full. American has a new fleet, one of the newest in the industry, and I love getting on a brand new 787 and flying to some place far away to show my family the world. And as things come full circle, I'm working towards executive platinum status on American Airlines after being gone for the past few years. It's not quite a storybook ending. In my opinion, the airlines, American included, still have plenty of work to do. The constant chorus is that customers want cheaper fares, thus the need to tack on fees and add seats to airplanes. But there can still be customer service on airplanes. They can still be the friendly skies. That requires a deep look at the culture inside the airlines. A difficult task, for sure. I'm incredibly thankful to have been included on the retirement of the MD-80 and for Kurt taking time to sit down with me amidst the celebration. As the Mad Dog heads off into retirement, I look forward, as a traveler, to something special in the air. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. If you loved or hated the bonus episodes this week, drop me a line and let me know what you thought. You can shoot me an email, ed@pizzainmotion.com, and you can always find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if it's a day that ends in Y, you'll find me blogging at pizzainmotion.com. A big thanks to Kurt Stachy for taking the time to sit down with me. And I'm thankful for each of you for taking the time to listen each and every week, helping us grow the show. One last thing. If you're enjoying the show, please, please tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best way we reach out to new listeners. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.